You're listening to SBS News.
Bolivians in La Paz are celebrating the victory of the against the coup attempt that unfolded today. But we also saw a new event, which was the arrest of General Zuniga, who was leading the military incursion. And when he was being arrested, he made some declarations to the media saying that this was actually a self-coup and that this was actually orchestrated by the government. And so we really don't know which of these two versions is actually true, the version that we've been hearing all day, that this was a military coup to try to implement a new cabinet and to try to out the current President Arce, or if this was actually a move from the government to try to gain more popularity. And now we're seeing that they are celebrating the victory, and if they're going to use this to capitalize for the next presidential elections.
It's quite a claim to suggest that it was a self-coup. Is there any evidence that the general had to suggest that it was a self-coup?
Right now, there's not really much details, not much information. We'll have to wait and see the next few days if we hear like any more declarations from other politicians, or maybe if there's an investigation on this to see what actually happened. And that right now what we know or what we have is the declaration from this general, and on the other side the declaration from the government, from other politicians, saying that this was actually a failed coup. So we'll have to see in the next few days if anything new comes out, and so we'll actually have more intel on what happened.
The footage we've seen out of Bolivia is very dramatic, with those armoured vehicles pushing through the door of the palace with soldiers then rushing in afterwards. Did you expect something like this to happen? Did you have a feeling a coup attempt like this could happen in La Paz?
Well, I think with Bolivia, you never know. Like, anything can happen there. And it can be like very peaceful for a while, and then mass protests erupt, or a road blockade all around the country. But the tensions are there, and so this type of events is not something that you can say, like, you can discard. That's not going to happen, and we can expect anything to happen in Bolivia. There's been very high political tensions in the last few years between the main in the main political party called the MAS. And so this ruling political party is divided into two factions, and these factions are confronting for control of the party and also for control or the nomination of the next president. And so this type of tension or this rising tensions that we're seeing in Bolivia is actually something common to see in a country like this, in which these polarization and this fragmentation of the political sphere is constant, and there's also a deep economic meltdown in the country. So it's not something to discard, but it's obviously it was very shocking to see these images and to see these videos through social media and online, because we saw the actual military tank going in the government palace. And so this was actually something new in the country, but it was very short-lived, and it lasted around like 30 minutes in average. And so we really don't know what was behind. The military went there and they closed the all this area where the political power is, and they confronted Arce face to face. And we also saw that image, which was very telling of General Zuniga and Arce face to face, confronted and yelling at each other. So I think that this is also a sign of how tensions can escalate and to what point tensions can escalate. And we can also expect, and maybe in the next few weeks, and protests and road blockades against this type of move. And so I really don't like rule out anything in Bolivia.